Mark Phelan from the Detroit Free Press. He's an auto critic, and he's on the other end of our line. Mark, how are you?
Real good, thank you.
Well, we were talking with you last Friday, and I had to get you back on the program. We didn't get a chance to talk about the electric car, Chevy Volt. We've heard a lot from folks, especially the Mackinac Center on Public Policy, about how they, from their perspective, they think that Chevy has gotten too much in tax credits for a car that's not selling and that's costing taxpayers a lot of money. What's your take on that?
You know, I have to say that it depends on what you think tax credits are for. If they exist to help create demand, to get people to use a new technology and spread it out so that more people become aware of it and the technology gets tested more thoroughly, it's doing exactly the right thing. This is an expensive car with new technology. It started off selling in small numbers. Those will grow if it's a good product, and I think just about everybody who's driven it agrees that it is a good product. So it's just a matter of letting it build up its audience.
Is the Chevy Volt selling in other countries, as well as other electric cars? Are they selling in other countries around the world?
Well, there's not that many of them out there yet. The Volt goes on sale in Europe, I believe, this spring. America is the first place to get it, and then Chevy is going to spread it into other countries. China wants it real badly as well. The same sort of thing goes for the Nissan Leaf, which is the other main electric car that's out there right now. It's selling in relatively small numbers in Japan and the United States, and they're moving it into other countries as well. You know, this is all new technology and a new market that's being developed, so it's slow going, but I think all of the automakers think that it is significant for the future.
And the battery technology has had some challenges. Where are we with that, Mark?
Pretty much where you'd be with any new technology. Again, the problem that got a lot of publicity with the Volt was that after a crash test had taken place, a really severe crash test that basically totaled out the vehicle, when the Volt was left sitting in a storage lot for a few days, or in one case, a couple of weeks, I believe, the electric battery pack eventually overheated and caused a fire. That's not unlike what might happen if you left a crashed car with a full gas tank in a junkyard. So the National Highway Transportation Safety Board did what they do and said, here's a new policy that you should come up with. Drain the batteries just like you'd drain the gas tank of a car that's been totaled out and taken to the junkyard. And that's pretty much where that stands right now.
All right. Mark Phelan is an auto critic for the Detroit Free Press. Thanks so much, Mark.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks, Tony.